Welcome back to our Claritas U course on abortion. Now, in the last lesson, we focused on the one key question that you always want to return to. Remember, are the unborn human? That's the question that you want the other person to wrestle with and reflect on. But in this lesson, we're going to focus on another strategy. In fact, I actually think it's the most powerful strategy that you can use in the abortion discussion. So you're going to want to master this one. It's called trot out the toddler. Trot out the toddler. Now, there are several versions of this strategy. The one that I learned came from Trent Horn, and he got it and sort of modified it from the pro-life apologist Scott Klusendorf. But here's how it works. Basically, when someone gives you a reason why they think abortion is justified, you show how that same reason can justify killing a two-year-old toddler. Since virtually nobody thinks it's okay to kill an innocent two-year-old toddler for any reason, we can show that that principle must be flawed and that it can't be a good reason to permit abortion. Does that make sense? This is a type of argument known as a reductio ad absurdum, reduction to the absurd. Here's a quick philosophy lesson. In a reductio ad absurdum, you take the other person's principle and apply it to a situation that, when worked out logically, has absurd ramifications. The point is to show that if you want to hold that principle, you also have to embrace those absurdities. But if, like most people, you want to avoid the absurdity, then you have to give up the principle too. Now, I know that may sound a little abstract, so let me show you how this works out concretely. Here's how to use the trot out the toddler strategy. First, when you're talking with a pro-choice person, get them to reveal why they think abortion should be acceptable. For instance, they might say something like, well, you know, I think if the child is unwanted or will be raised in poverty or harsh circumstances, then the mother should be allowed to abort it so it doesn't have to come into such an awful world and have such a miserable life. It's a pretty common objection. Now, after determining the reason that they think abortion should be allowed, your next move is to apply that same justification to kill a two-year-old. You trot out the toddler. So you might say, okay, I think I see where you're coming from, and I agree with you that it's awful for any child to be raised in poverty. We should do everything we can to help poor mothers and poor children. But let me ask you this. Suppose I have a two-year-old right here next to me, and his family is extremely poor. He's being raised by a single mother who has no money or energy to care for him. Suppose the child lives in a deeply dysfunctional neighborhood on a street filled with gang violence and drugs, with bullets flying by every night. Now, if his situation is that awful, should his mother just be allowed to kill him? Now, the overwhelming majority of people will say, no, that's totally ridiculous. Of course not. Of course the mother shouldn't kill her two-year-old child. Usually, they can see where you're going, but go ahead and make the connection for them. Say, well, okay, I mean, I definitely agree with you. The mother should not kill her two-year-old child simply because he lives in difficult circumstances. But if the unborn are just as human as toddlers, then why is it okay to kill them? Why is it wrong to kill two-year-olds who definitely live in bad circumstances, but it's okay to kill the unborn who only might live in bad circumstances? Now, at this point, one of two things will happen. Either the person will see the problem and admit that you have a good point, that we shouldn't kill a child just because it lives in a difficult situation. But sometimes they'll push back and they'll say, well, that's just not a good analogy. The unborn are different than two-year-olds because, and then they'll try to break the analogy by suggesting some important difference. They might say, well, the unborn are different than two-year-olds because they can't feel pain, or the unborn aren't conscious, or the unborn don't have fully developed brains, or the unborn aren't born yet, or something like that. And whenever that happens, that's great because all of those responses turn our attention back to the one key question we learned in the last lesson. What are the unborn? Are the unborn human? It might be true that the unborn feel less pain or are not conscious or don't have fully developed brains or haven't been born yet, but none of that really matters if they are human beings, just as human as you or me or any two-year-old. If the unborn are innocent human beings like us, then no reason can justify killing them. So you see how all that works? Step one is to identify why the other person supports abortion. Then step two is to show why that same reason would also justify killing a two-year-old. Step three is to show that if we wouldn't kill a two-year-old for that reason, then we shouldn't kill the unborn for that reason either. And then step four, if they push back and suggest that the unborn are significantly different than two-year-olds, then you just go back to the one key question, are the unborn human? And show why the unborn are every bit as human as two-year-olds. Now, I give you a few more examples so you could see this tactic in action. Suppose the other person says, well, the fetus isn't fully developed yet, so it's not really human. Well, then you might say, that's a good point, but a two-year-old isn't fully developed yet either, so should its mother have the right to kill it? Or someone might say, women should have the right to choose. And then you might say, well, I agree that in many cases, women should be free to decide how to act, but let me ask you this, should a woman have the right to choose to kill her two-year-old toddler? They might say, well, the fetus is dependent on the mother to live, and nobody has a right to use the mother's body. Well, then you can say, yeah, but a two-year-old is dependent on their mother to live too. So you see how that works. Whenever someone offers an argument to justify abortion, see if you can't use that same argument to justify killing a two-year-old. And if you can, then it's a bad argument, and you should help the other person realize that. Now, if you want more examples and details on this strategy, check out Chapter 3 in Trent Horn's excellent book, Persuasive Pro-Life. I agree with Trent that it's probably the most effective strategy in the pro-life toolbox because it quickly undercuts the most common arguments given for abortion. Which actually gets us ready for the next video, which is, in fact, our expert interview with Trent Horn himself, the author of Persuasive Pro-Life. I can't wait to share that interview with you. I think you're really going to love it. So stay tuned, and I'll see you there.